Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. In the studio with us is Kevin Rosendahl. Kevin is a missionary with the Grace Christian Outreach. I shouldn't say with, because you are part of, you are Grace Christian Outreach, right, Kevin?
Well, us, and there's other people that work with us too. But yeah, I'm the director.
And yeah. This is our annual update. What's Kevin up to now, right, Joe?
Yeah, right. It's always fun to get together, Paul, and be able to share what God has done the last year and doing in the future.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, maybe some listeners don't know who you are. Why don't you just introduce yourself there, Kevin?
Yeah, my name is Kevin Rosendahl. I'm the, maybe many of you know my mom and dad, Myron and Judy Rosendahl. They've lived here for like 52 years, so they're well known. But I'm their oldest son and graduated 1988 from Madison High School when it was Madison High School. And I've been doing missions work in Mexico for 22 years.
22 years already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a trip. Been quite a trip. Quite a
experience for you.
Good experience.
Sure.
Yeah.
And family?
Yeah, my wife Sylvia. We've been married 20. Oh, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Oh, 21 years, 22. Oh, no, 20, yeah, 20, 20 or 21 years.
Okay.
She's not here right now, so I don't know if she'll.
To correct you.
So, yeah. And I have a son named Joshua. He's going to be 24 in October, and he, you know, he helps the ministry a lot in the area of technology and mm-hmm. goes on some trips and kind of fills in a lot of areas where I'm weak. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, mm-hmm. we're glad you're back home. You know, it's kind of you visit other churches in the area here. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, when I come out of Mexico and Texas, I'm in Minnesota getting rejuvenated from the trips because the trips are long and wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 54 in August, so I'm not quite as much
you're not
energy
a young guy
as I,
anymore. You know?
But then I also we have a lot of churches in the area that help us with prayer support, financial support, quilts, blessing bags, various ways. And then all that stuff goes down to Mexico, and we cross it in, and it goes all throughout Mexico and even into Central America. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate all that the area people and churches do to help Grace Christian Outreach to show God's love and also to spread the gospel, bring people to Jesus.
All right, and you've been doing that for since you graduated from high school, I think, right?
Well, God called me to do ministry when I graduated from college at the University of Minnesota Morris, and I went on my first mission trip to the Apache Indians. And when I was there, I was just touched. I'd never really seen poverty, you know, mm-hmm. up in this area. You don't see extreme poverty. And I just was in tears as I talked to the youth and the kids, and I knew I had to go back, and I went back a month later and just trusted God to provide. And so that was my first ministry, and then once I left there, I did ministry in Florida, in inner city Florida, and Teen Challenge for a year, and helped start a rehab center there. But then in 2002, God said it was time to go to Mexico. There's people that are hungry, you know, who want to know me, and myself and a friend headed out. It ended up in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, and doors opened all throughout Mexico and into Central America to spread his word. And
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then that's when you started Grace Christian Outreach. Tell us about the Grace Christian Outreach. What it's all about, Kevin?
Well, Grace Christian Outreach has several facets. One is, well, we train leaders through video Bible colleges. Right now we have 120 students in our Bible colleges in different parts of Mexico. If they take 3 hours of class every week for 7.5 months, they'll finish the associate's degree and they get a diploma and a credential. And then if they want to go on to the next level, that's another seven, you know. And so we're training up a lot of leaders because, you know, missionaries come and go. We're not always there. Maybe we come yep. away for a while, but they're there doing the work. And then we also we do a lot of outreaches where we go into these past several years. We focus primarily on areas where there's very little or no or virtually none of the gospel, and we go there and we'll do outreaches. We see a lot of people come to the Lord, and then we work on starting churches from those. Those are some of the things.
Now, when you say you do outreaches, what does that mean? What does that entail?
So in areas where there's no church, like where we went with the Wacholis the past 2 years, like you pull into a community, and you know the Wacholis were so unreached that are so far away.
Where's this located at then?
This is about 8 to 10 hours south of Arizona, about an hour from the from the ocean.
Okay.
Way up in the mountains, but we'd go in there, and then, well, like in the one place, we drove by a school, and they'd never seen an American before. And so they started like smiling and pointing, and then we stopped, and they all the school let them come out and talk to us. All the students were talking in Spanish, and then the superintendent said, "Well, you can use this the shelter of the school shelter, like rec shelter, to to do an outreach." And so we unloaded our stuff, and all these kids came, and people throughout the whole community. And so we had games, fun games for the kids. We had a drama that Marty, a guy from Florida that helps with. And then we shared the gospel. We prayed for people's needs, gave people a chance to come to the Lord if they wanted to take that step. And then we blessed whoever wanted to with Bibles and gospel tracts, and also clothes, blankets, housewares. Mm.
So bags. That's what an outreach entails then.
Yep, that's it in a nutshell. Yep.
And I know a lot of people give to your ministry things like Bibles and clothing and blankets and whatever else, huh?
Yeah, people from this area are so generous, and my parents continually get it at their house, and then some ladies come over and they pack it away, and we have ladies that come from their churches to make blessing bags too. They're little bags that we fill with hygiene items, the tract, with the Book of John, and then also toys, cars, dolls, just different things, hygiene items to bless the people with.
So take us through. Do you have a regular routine day for you, or is there a routine day? Probably not.
Well, on an outreach, a routine day would be, well, once we get there, we try to do two outreaches a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. In Mexico, they have two different times of school, so they try to catch both the kids on both, on both schedules. And so we'll go out inviting the people, and then we do the outreaches, and then at night you're kind of just resting up because it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of then after that you're driving to the next place, because we're never in, well, we might be in in one city for a period of time, but oftentimes you're going village to village, because in the villages is where there's the least access to the gospel, because in the cities there's more money, and so people come to the cities to get better jobs, but in the villages they're very forgotten. And so, and then, of course, here, a typical day consists of, when I'm up in Minnesota, I'd be connecting with churches and individuals. We're still getting, like right now, we have, we had a semi go down last Saturday from Water Billboards in Canby. That's what we use for our warehouse, and we thank Randy Camrath and his family for letting us use that. But that semi went down, and it had 14 pallets of literature in English and Spanish. It had steel for church roofs. It had toilets. It had blessing bags. It had various other things, and so that's going to go into Mexico. And then a church from Chiapas, way down and on the border of Central America, is going to come up and bring all that literature down to spread across Mexico, but also it's going to go into Central America. The English literature will go to Belize. They speak English, and then the rest will go throughout Central America and Mexico. Wow. So we're coordinating things, and Sylvia is always coordinating things with the Mexican pastors.
Your wife?
My wife. Okay. So yeah.
Well, it's a big, undertaking, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's we enjoy it. It's a real blessing to be able to serve the Lord and just to see God change lives and impact lives.
And before we went on there, you talked about some of your trips that you changed they're dangerous trips. I mean, you're going where hardly any human beings have gone before. I understand, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of areas in Mexico where they've never seen an American. I think I was in three different villages this past year where they'd never seen an American. One of them was an hour and a half away from Mexico City, and they were.
Why is that? Because they're so high up in the mountains, and they just stay themselves,
remote. Yeah, it's so remote, and then they're just a small villages. Nobody has a desire to go to, But it's amazing. Yeah, we go to some really remote places, and we've had a lot of real close calls, but God has kept us safe. I'm actually working on a book when I get time, which I wish I had more time, but I'm about 4/5 done with it, but it's sharing all the different close calls we've had, from being held up at gunpoint by the mafia in Nuevo Laredo to this trip to the Huacholes, where we I don't know.
You ran into some drug cartel people too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're always running into them, but...
How do they treat you?
Well, generally because, you know, we're Americans, there's a certain respect because the cartel, even though they're doing a lot of wicked things, they really don't... They're a little bit, you know, they don't want our government to come in and crack down on them. And so they're generally pretty respectful. They just check you and make sure you're kind of see what you're up to. But this one time we were going to the Tepewan Indians after being with the Wachol Indians, and there was four people stopped us. It was two young men. They're about 13 or 14 years old, or boys, really, and then two adults. And they had guns, big AK-47s, and they stopped us. And we offered them a Bible, said we were missionaries. Well, they... So they didn't want the Bible, but we had audio Bibles in Spanish, and they took those. And then they also took a tract, and they also let us pray for them, which we were really surprised. We actually were able to put our hands on their shoulders and kind of pray for them. And
good.
And so they have a certain respect for God, a lot of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It is dangerous.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So as we're visiting with Kevin Rosendahl, Kevin's part of Grace Christian Outreach, a former Madisonite, graduate from Madison High School, the Madison Dragons, Kevin.
Yeah, the Madison
and
Dragons.
You got your blue shirt on today.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's almost the same color as the uniforms.
Kevin, what's the goal of Grace Christian Outreach?
Well, our goal is to bring as many people to heaven as we can, you know, to share God, you know, how a person can get to heaven through Jesus. That's our ultimate goal, but also to show God's love. That's why we bring down the quilts and the blankets and the blessing bags. A lot of kids in Mexico, their toys are sticks and stones, and we give them a nice blessing bag that these ladies work on and churches work on. And, you know, we give out all these Bibles. We get in about 10,000 Bibles in every year and hundreds of thousands of John and Romans, and just to spread God's word so people can know that God loves them and he has a purpose for their lives, and that they can go to heaven one day by putting their faith and trust in Jesus.
All right. And how, if someone's listening and they want to help you or be a part of Grace Christian Outreach in a way, how can they do that?
Well, you could contact me, and my phone number is 512-757-9523. Or text me, or I also, my email is gcom, kevin@outlook.com. My mom and dad are, you know, they're up in their 75 and 80 almost, so they've been a huge part of the ministry, but they've handed off a lot recently. But you can still call Myron or Judy Rosendahl. They could help you out too. That's where all our supplies go to first before it goes to the warehouse.
The warehouse in Canby.
That's Water Billboards.
Oh, okay.
Randy Camrath is the owner of that. And so that, you know, you could also contact him in Canby. It's right behind the Chevrolet.
What kind of things do you need?
Well,
that you take?
Yeah, we take a little bit of clothes. Clothes are hard to get in nowadays in Mexico. They don't want clothes as much, but we still take them and kind of get them in at small amounts. Blankets, chairs for churches. If there's churches or pews that, you know, if churches have stuff like chairs they aren't going to use anymore, send them our way. Steel for church roofs, supplies for blessing bags, you know, toys,
things for children,
small little kids toys and stuff like that, hygiene items. What else? Just most things. We don't really take knickknacks or furniture. We take a little bit, but not much, because they're harder to get in and everything.
Right.
But we take but if you have something you think might be a blessing, call, and we can let you know if take it.
Mm-hmm. And you can contact me here at the radio station, too. I have all Kevin's contact information as well. So,
yes.
Kevin, it's been fun again.
It's always a highlight of my time here, Paul. And
to come down to the station and talk to us, right?
Yeah. I so appreciate the opportunity. And
you know, we're at a chamber office, too, and, you know, I thought maybe you should take some Lutefisk T-shirts with you.
I know. I was telling Paul that I should buy some of those and wear them around, and probably down south everybody would be wondering, what's Lutefisk? Because there's not as many Norwegians down in South Texas and Mexico. I know they wouldn't know what it was for sure.
Well, I don't know too much about their food either, so
right.
We're in the same boat. Thanks, Kevin, for coming in. I appreciate
Thank you, Paul. It's always a blessing.
Kevin Rosendahl with Grace Christian Outreach.